A figure in a silver spacesuit's using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure's little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F, forming part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Shaped like a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid's embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by a mass of ducts, antennae and machinery. Triton, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Holly materialises.
3 million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, Dave Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate. And a creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message in. Additional. As the days go by, we face the increasing inevitability that we are alone in a godless, uninhabited, hostile and meaningless universe. Still, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
The rocky and barren wilderness of a planet's punctuated only by the wreckage of a long, slender spaceship. Inside the craft, a soap opera featuring androids plays on a TV screen.
Sit down, Brooke. There's something I must tell you.
What is it, Kelly?
I wasn't with Simone that evening, Brooke. I spent the night with Gary.
Your ex-husband, Gary? My business rival? What are you telling me, Kelly?
I'm saying Brooke Jr.
What about Brooke Jr.?
He isn't your android.
Android. A cast list of android serial numbers rolls up the screen. An android with a flesh-coloured head and flat cubic features sits glued to the screen. The hulking mass of Red Dwarf floats silently through the vast darkness of deep space.
Mi esperas que quien vive nos levetero estos milda.
Wait a minute, I know this one. Don't tell me.
I hope when you come the weather will be clement.
I hope when you come the weather will be clement.
Lister, don't tell me, I could have got that.
Bon volo directi min al Quinstello Hotello.
Nah, I remember this from last time.
Please, could you direct me to a 5-star hotel?
Wrong, actually. Totally, utterly and completely wrong.
Please, could you direct me to a 5-star hotel?
Lister, will you please shut up?
I'm only helping you.
Well, I don't need any help.
Le manjo est bonega. Play curain gratulain al... La Curistu.
I would like to purchase that orange inflatable beach ball and that small bucket and spade.
The meal was splendid. My heartiest congratulations to the chef.
What? Pause!
Rimmer, you've been doing Esperanto for 8 years. How come you're so utterly useless?
Oh, speaks. And how many books have you read in your entire life? The same number as Champion the Wonder Horse. Zero.
I've read books.
Lister, we're not talking about books where the main character is a dog called Ben.
I went to art college.
You?
Yeah.
How did you get into art college?
The normal way you get into art college. The same old usual boring normal way you get in. Failed me exams and applied. He snapped me up.
Ah, but you didn't get a degree, did you?
I dropped out. I wasn't there long.
How long?
97 minutes. I thought it was going to be a good skive and all that, you know. But I took one look at the timetable and just checked out, man. I mean, it was ridiculous. They had lectures, like, first thing in the afternoon. We're talking 12:30 every day. Who's together by then? You can still taste the toothpaste.
Well, unlike you, Lister, I have ambitions. I'm not prepared to sit around all day polishing my space bike so I can go joyriding through some asteroid belt, because I'm not a gimp. And one of my ambitions is to learn another language, so kindly let me get on with it. Play.
La manioa aspectas bonega. Mi provos la coquidajon.
Ah, now this is one I do know.
The menu looks interesting. I think I'll try the chicken.
Holly, as the Esperantinos would say, bon volo al sendi la pordiston laŭŝajne estas rano in mia bideo. And I think we all know what that means.
Yeah, it means, could you send for the hall porter? There appears to be a frog in my bidet.
Is it? Well, what's that one about your father was a baboon's rump and your mother spent most of her life up against walls with sailors?
I'm not telling you.
Because you're bored, isn't it? That's why you're both annoying me.
I'm not bored. I've had a really busy morning. I've devised a system to totally revolutionise music.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I've decimalised it. Instead of the octave, it's a decative. And I've invented two new notes, H and J.
Hang on a minute. You can't just invent new notes.
Well, I have. Now it goes do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, wo, bo, ti, do. Do, ti, bo, wo, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
What are you drivelling about?
Whole rock. It'll be a whole new sound. All the instruments will be extra big to incorporate my two new notes. Triangles will have four sides. Piano keyboards the length of zebra crossings. Of course, women will have to be banned from playing the cello.
Holly, shut up.
Oh, I forgot. I haven't told you the news.
What news?
A signal. We're getting a signal. It's probably nothing, but I just thought I'd mention it.
Aliens.
Oh, God, aliens. Your explanation for anything slightly peculiar is aliens, isn't it? You lose your keys, it's aliens. A picture falls off the wall, it's aliens. That time we used up a whole bog roll in a day. You thought that was aliens as well.
Well, we didn't use it all, Lister. Who did?
Remember, aliens used our bog roll.
Just because they're aliens doesn't mean to say they don't have to visit the little boys' room. Well, they probably do something weird and alien-esque, like it comes out of the top of their heads or something.
Well, I wouldn't like to be stuck behind one in a cinema.
Mousy, Mousy! I got some cheese! I only want to be your friend!
Yo, cat! We're getting a signal, come on. Aliens!
Cat dashes after them in the control room.
It's a distress call from a ship called the Nova 5. They've crash-landed. I'm trying to establish contact.
Another ship? Brilliant!
So it's not aliens, then?
No, they're from Earth. Hope they got some spare odds and sods on board. We're a bit short on a few supplies.
Like what?
Cow's milk. Ran out of that yonks ago. Fresh and dehydrated.
What kind of milk are we using now?
Emergency backup supply. We're on the dog's milk.
Mister stares at his cut.
Dog's milk?
Nothing wrong with dog's milk. Full of goodness, full of vitamins, full of marabone jelly. Lasts longer than any other type of milk, dog's milk.
Why?
No bugger would drink it.
Lister looks disgusted.
Plus, of course, the advantage of dog's milk is that when it goes off, it tastes exactly the same as when it's fresh.
Why didn't you tell me, Holly?
What, and spoil your tea? Hang about, we've got contact.
Punch it up.
Thank goodness. My name is Crichton. I'm the service mechanoid aboard the Nova 5. We've had a terrible accident. The male officers died on impact. The female officers are injured but stable. Please help us.
Is that female as in soft and squidgy?
How many?
Three. Miss Jane, Miss Tracy and Miss Anne. I am transmitting medical details.
Images of three good-looking women appear on screen.
Tell them we're coming aboard. By God, we'll rescue these fair blooms, or my name's not Captain A.J. Rimmer, space adventurer.
Thank you, Captain.
Space adventurer?
What am I supposed to say? Fear not, I'm the bloke who used to clean the gunk out of the chicken soup machine. Actually, we know sod all about space travel, but if you've got a block nozzle, we're your lads. We'll fill them with confidence, won't it?
How far are we away, Hoff?
About 24 hours.
What?! Only 24 hours? I better start getting ready. 24 hours. Ah, first in the shower room. Yeah, I'm so excited. All six of my nipples are tingling. What's wrong with him? We're on a mission of mercy. We're taking emergently needed medical supplies. We're not on the pull.
Now, Lister's in the sleeping quarters, shining his boots with a white rag. When he's finished, he shakes out the cloth. It's actually a T-shirt, which he slips on before dashing over to his bunk. Grabbing a sock, He sniffs it and pulls a face. He runs over to his laundry basket and fishes out an orange sock. Liberally spraying it with deodorant, Lister grinds his pelvis back and forth. He lays the sock on a table and hits it with a hammer. Sniffing the sock, he puts it on. Then he dons a pair of trousers, performing more pelvic thrusts as he fastens them. His underpants are showing through a large hole in his trousers over his right buttock. Grabbing a bottle from a nearby cupboard, he sprays a black liquid over his skin and underwear to disguise the hole.
Yo!
Rimmer struts in, looking immaculate in full military uniform.
No, we're not on the pool, are we, Lister? Look at you, absolutely pathetic. You're really trying, aren't you? You're wearing all your least smeggy things.
Don't know what you're talking about.
That T-shirt, Lister, with only two curry stains on the front, you only wear that on special occasions. You're toffed up to the nines, laddie.
And what about you? You look like Clive of India. Or the one whose mum does use new biological biz.
Oh, it started. I knew it would.
What has?
The put-downs. It's always the same when we meet girls. Put me down and make yourself look good.
Like when?
Remember those two little brunettes from supplies? And I told them I worked in stores, and they were really interested and asked me exactly what I did there.
And I said you were a shelf.
Exactly. And then I suggested a little trip to Titan Zoo, and you said, ooh, he's taking you home to meet his mum already.
So they laughed?
Yes, at me, at my expense. Just don't put me down when we meet them.
Okay, what do you want me to say? How do you want me to act?
I don't know, just act with respect. For a start, don't call me Rimmer.
Why not?
Because you always put the emphasis on rim in Rimmer. Makes me sound like a lavatory disinfectant.
Well, what do you want me to call you, Rimmer?
I don't know, Arnie, Arn? Something with a bit more... I don't know, how about Big Man?
Big Man.
Or what about the nickname I had at school?
What, Bonehead?
How did you know my nickname was Bonehead?
I was only guessing.
I didn't mean that. I meant the other one.
What other one?
Ace.
Get out of town. Your nickname was never Ace. Maybe Ace Hole.
It was my nickname at school, actually. It's just no one ever called me it, despite how many times I let them beat me up.
What are you trying to say to me, Rimmer?
I'm trying to say build me up. Don't put me down.
Like?
Like, if the opportunity occurs and it crops up naturally in conversation, you could perhaps mention that I'm very brave.
Do what?
Don't go ape, just sort of mention perhaps that I died and that I was pretty incredibly brave about it. I mean, you know, perhaps you could just mention, hint that I've had tons of girlfriends. All right, forget it, it was just an idea. Oh, you're not wearing those boots, are you?
What's wrong with them?
They just don't go, not with that lot. You should wear your Dayglow orange moon boots.
You said they were disgusting?
No, very chic.
You said they smelt like an orangutan's posing pouch? They set off one of those dangerous chemical alarms? You made me put them in the airlock?
No, that was a mistake. They really look terrific on you. I'd wear them.
Honest?
Definitely.
On board Nova 5, Crichton's fussing about with a duster, wearing a butler's uniform and a French maid's bonnet.
Come along, everybody! They're here! They're in orbit! Miss Jane! What a mess you look! Smart but casual.
Jane's a skeleton wearing clothes and a wig. Crichton puts lipstick around her mouth before turning to another skeleton.
Miss Anne, why, you haven't touched your soup. No wonder you're beginning to look so pasty. Do eat nicely, Miss Anne. What on earth will the visitors think if they see you eating like that? Miss Tracy? No, you look absolutely perfect.
Rimmer looks nauseous as steam drifts up from a pair of moon boots Lister's wearing.
What's that smell?
I can't smell anything.
Are you okay? Your eyes are watering.
It's the excitement. Look, we can't wait for the cat. Let's just go.
Oh, come on. He's been preparing for a day and a night. Don't you want to see the result?
Cat's wearing a gold shiny spacesuit.
Ow, wait for me!
He joins the others on board a long blue shuttlecraft called Blue Midget.
Hi, monkeys! Be the plastic surgeon's nightmare!
A spacesuit with cufflinks.
Did you get the helmet?
I made it myself. I didn't want to muss up my hair.
Hey, listen. We just got to make sure we don't pass any mirrors. Because if we do, I'm there for the day. Oh, what's that smell?
All right, everybody ready? Let's go then. What? What's wrong?
The Rook Man, why are you wearing a toupee?
What toupee? The one with your head. Whose head's that then?
Your head. It makes you look like a game show host.
What's wrong with everyone? 3 million years without a woman and you act as if you're all 14 years old.
Oh yeah, what about you and the socks?
What socks?
Come on, we can't hang about.
You wanted two pairs of socks.
What for?
One pair to put on his feet and the other pair to roll up and put down his trousers.
Cat and Lister look over at Rimmer, who's grabbed his hat from his head and placed it over his crotch. The Blue Midget leaves the hangar and travels a short distance to the downed Nova 5 spaceship. Crichton greets Rimmer, Lister and Cat at the airlock.
Come in, come in. How lovely to meet you.
Charmita. And what a delightful craft you have. Reminds me of my first command.
This way, please.
They step out of the airlock and follow Crichton. Bringing up the rear, Cat's distracted by a full-length mirror and stops to admire his reflection.
You're working up, baby.
Psst. You're gonna have to help me, man.
Lister drags Cat by the leg.
Thank you. I'm so excited, we all are. The girls could hardly stop themselves from jumping up and down.
Charmita, Charmita.
Vi parolas Esperanton, Capitano Rimmer.
Come again?
You speak Esperanto, Captain Rimmer.
Oh, si, 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 amor, oui.
Well, here they are.
Charmita!
Looking up from his deep bow, Rimmer sees that the Nova 5 crew members are actually skeletons.
Well, it's a bit difficult to know what to say. Isn't it, Ace?
Well, isn't anybody going to say hello?
I think the blonde one's giving you the eye.
Well, I'll leave you to get acquainted. I'll just go and fix some tea.
Hi, baby.
I don't believe this.
Be strong, big man.
Our first contact with intelligent life in 3 million and 2 years, and it's the android version of Norman Bates.
Come on, guys, so they're a little on the skinny side.
Listen, girls, I don't know whether it's the time or place to say this, but my mate Ace here is incredibly, incredibly brave.
A sour look from Rimmer.
Smeg off, dog food face.
And he's got just tons and tons of girlfriends.
I'm warning you, Lister.
They watch warily as Crichton stomps back into the room bearing a tea tray. He looks inquiringly at the men.
Is anything the matter?
Anything the matter? They're dead.
Who's dead?
They are dead. They're all dead.
My God. Well, I was only away 2 minutes.
He glances at the skeletons with concern.
They've been dead for centuries.
No.
Yes.
Are you a doctor?
You've only got to look at them. They've got less meat on them than a chicken nugget.
What am I going to do? I'm programmed to serve them.
I think the first thing we should do is bury them.
You're that sure they're dead?
Yes!
What about this one?
There's a simple test. All right, girls, hands up those of you who are alive.
Crichton gestures at the women's skeletons to raise their hands, but they sit lifelessly in their chairs.
What am I going to do?
The blue midget heads back towards Red Dwarf.
I can't leave them. Mr. David, please, please take me back.
Oh, Crichton, you've got to start a new life now.
I haven't got the software to cope with this. I was created to serve. I serve, therefore I am. That is my purpose, to serve and have no regard for myself.
You begin to sound like my mum.
It's all I know.
You've got to change, haven't you? You've got to work out what you want. Stop being everyone's smegging doormat.
That's easy for you to say, Mr. David. You're a human.
Only just.
Aboard Red Dwarf.
Ah, Crichton. Nothing to do, eh? Follow me.
Wearing a patterned apron, Crichton rapidly peels potatoes, then irons a red shirt. He frantically leafs through a long to-do list in between scrubbing the floor and attempting to polish the head of a small, obstinate scutter robot. Clearly panicked, he consults his list again, then approaches Holly with a duster and polish, spraying it into his eye. Holly frowns as the mechanoid rubs his face, then clatters off. Lister's riding around the ship on a motorized chopper trike. Lister's gobsmacked when he enters his quarters, which have been cleaned and decorated with wallpaper curtains and plants.
What the smaggin' hell is going on?
Good afternoon, Mr. David, sir.
What are these?
Your boxer shorts, Mr. David, sir.
No way are these my boxer shorts. These bend? What have you done to the place?
I've done a spot of tidying up.
But where is everything? Where's me coffee cup with the mould in it?
I threw it away, sir.
But I was breeding that mould. His name was Albert. I was trying to get him 2 foot high.
Why, sir?
Because it drives Rimmer nuts. And driving Rimmer nuts is what keeps me going.
I'm sorry, Mr. David, sir.
Look at you. What are you doing? Why are you doing all this?
Well, serving makes me happy, sir.
But what about you? Don't you ever want to do anything just for yourself?
Myself? Well, that's a bit of a balmy notion, if you don't mind my saying so, sir.
Come on, there must be something you look forward to.
Androids. Androids, everybody needs good androids.
That stupid soap opera, why?
Well, because for half an hour a week I can forget I'm me.
Androids, what else?
Oh, being asleep.
Androids and being asleep? Sounds like a crazy fun-packed life you lead there, Crichton, me old son.
I have strange thoughts when I'm asleep.
Yeah, they're called dreams.
My favourite one is that I'm in a garden. I've never even seen a garden except in books. And I've planted everything and made it grow. It's my garden. And there's no one there but me, just me and all the things I made live. Silly.
No, it isn't. Find a planet with an atmosphere and do it.
I can't. I'm programmed to serve.
But there's no one to serve now, Crichton. That's the point.
What about Mr. Arnold? I've got to complete Mr. Arnold's tasks.
You what? Rimmer gave you all this?
Well, Mr. Arnold is my master now.
Mr. Arnold is in his name. His name's Rimmer. Or Smeghead. Or dinosaur breath or molecule mind.
The black velvet vista of deep space is dotted with pinpricks of light from faraway stars. Red Dwarf glides onward. On board, Cat's ladling some soup into a bowl in the redesigned living quarters, while a glum Lister's lying in his bunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Rimmer's posing for a portrait being painted by Crichton.
I think it'll be best on that wall, sort of dominating the room.
Yes, Mr. Arnold, sir.
Yes, Mr. Arnold, sir. You're a total Gwenlin, do you know that, Crichton?
Oh, yes, Mr. David, sir.
Yes, Mr. David, sir.
Leave it alone, Lister. It enjoys doing the tasks I give it. It makes it happy.
Drop dead, Rimmer.
Already have done.
Encore.
You'd never get a cat to be a servant. You ever see a cat return a stick? Hey, man, you threw the stick, you go get it yourself. I'm busy. If you wanted the stick so bad, why'd you throw it away in the first place?
Crichton, you never got a thing from those movies I showed you, did you?
A what movies?
Well, Mr. David was kind enough to take me to see The Wild Ones, Easy Rider and Rebel Without a Cause.
I thought it might do him some good. Fat chance. In the middle of Marlon Brando's rebel speech. He gets us a brush and mattock and starts doing me lapels.
Well, now maybe you'll learn, Lister. There's a natural order to things in life. Some give orders, others obey. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's always going to be. Isn't that true, Crichton?
Oh, yes, Mr. Arnold, sir. Oh,
yes, Mr. Arnold. What's the point?
I finished, Mr. Arnold, sir.
Excellent, Crichton.
Crichton's depicted Rimmer sitting on a toilet with his trousers around his ankles.
I think it's rather good, Mr. Arnold, don't you, sir?
What are you doing?
I'm rebelling.
Rebelling?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing.
You are rebelling?
Yes.
What are you rebelling against?
He squares up to Rimmer.
What do you got?
Cat laughs as Crichton swaggers away, then looks back at Rimmer.
Dinosaur breath? Molecule mind?
He throws the contents of the soup bowl over Rimmer's bunk.
Smeg for brains? I need your bike.
You got it?
Then he's astride Lister's bike with a leather jacket and cap on,